at 580-782-3827.
We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Let's check out some temperatures in Oklahoma and Texas. 78 degrees at Hollis, 79 at Altus, 78 at Cheyenne, home with their secret weapon. But man, just a strip through there. They're all up in the 80s there. I guess it's the warmth before the cold front, huh? 83 degrees at Lahoma, 84 at Arnett. Arnett, that's the warmest spot in the state right now. Slap out, not very far from Arnett, is 69 degrees. So that little northern is coming down. 57 degrees at Boise City. Out here in the panhandle of Texas, according to the Texas Tech West Texas Mesonet. About the same, 64 at Palador Reservoir, 83 at Canadian, 86 at Miami, 82 at McLean, 78 at Shamrock, and 79 at Wellington. So, Brandon will be on here in just a little bit. A few quick notes about some stuff. I'm going to highly recommend, I'm not telling you, I'm recommending, highly recommend that if you got any cedars or junipers around your house, get rid of them. I don't care if it is blocking the wind. Get rid of them. So yesterday I was talking to Andrew, my hot tunnel guy from Oklahoma City from Focus Farms. And I was coming in on 55 from the east, headed west into Carter. And I just seen a puff of black smoke coming out from behind the house. And I thought, man, I'm going to call you back, Andrew. And I turned the street there. I couldn't quite see what was going on behind the house. And then I got around over there by the First Baptist Church, and I could see the flames. I called 911, as you should always do. And went up there, and the guy had stopped and got the lady out of the house, and then he left, and I was walking towards him, and I noticed she went back in the house, so I got her back out, and then waiting on the fire department to get there. And you know, Carter, you guys all know where Carter's at. It's not really in the middle of nowhere, but it kind of is. And the fire department, man, the response was unreal. I'm going to say 6-7 minutes, maybe 8 at the most. I don't know. It was really quick. That's all I can tell you. And all-volunteer fire department, two trucks showed up, and then a couple more showed up. And then Elk City Fire Department and ambulance, EMS, showed up. And the damage was done because the wind was howling. But here's the deal. I think there's 3 or 4 cedars there. I watched 2 of them blow up like gasoline. I mean, just bam. They were done. And the house to the north, pretty nice house. And I was worried it was going to, if the mother two would have lit up, the other house's roof would have caught on fire. So, just get rid of them. Save you a lot of anxiety. I know we got too many as it is. Figure out something. Build a wall like they do down there on the border. I don't know. Do something. But, just do something different. That's all I can tell you. I wish I'd been videoing that because, it was done. And I'm talking seconds. Hopefully the Red Cross was called in to help those folks. I think the house total loss. But praying for those people, make sure they're doing all right. And then what else is there? I usually don't get too crazy about stuff unless it's like an Atwood's insert in a Penny News. If you have cattle, sheep, hogs, or you lose something on the farm every night that's alive, I highly recommend that you get this item that I did. It's a handheld thermal. It's a Nocpix, if I said that right. Nocpix. And it's a Lummi, L-U-M-I series. And I got it down here at Totally Outdoors in Elk City, downtown, Cameron and Brock. And the reason why I got it, I've got a thermal on a rifle. But when you go out to check cattle or whatever at night, it's a pain. Turn the thermal on, raise your gun up, or unless you put it on the tripod or whatever. I was looking at this. This is about the same size, maybe a hair bigger than a yardage thingamajiggy. My brain just went dead. Range finder. There we go. Thingamajiggy. I highly recommend you guys look at this if you have cattle, any kind of animals, even chickens. This thing, I went out to check the heifers in the pasture on Merritt Road last night. It took me all but about 6 minutes with this handheld thermal in my pickup to count all the cows, make sure you can see if any of them were having trouble, and you can see the baby calves, count them too if you want to. Instead of driving out there in the pasture, unless it's slick and you can see everything, all you got to do is stop. You got to roll your window down. Any thermal and imaging, especially with a rangefinder on it, like regular rangefinder binoculars, when you look through glass in your vehicle, it messes. It's not going to be accurate or messes the. It's blurry. Roll your window down. I checked them things. All the babies were laying in that big grass. I didn't have to drive out there. Because all the heifers were doing good and the cows were doing good. Nobody was having anything, no action going on. And it just saved you a lot of anxiety driving through the pasture, hoping you don't run over a baby at night. And just say, it's like one of my friends the other day said, you know, he had a cow over by some plum thickets, way away from the rest of the cow, but he didn't want to drive over there, couldn't see the calf. That'd be an easy way to find it. You can go right back out there. As soon as it gets almost dark, you can see it with this thermal soap. Man, and it's tax deductible. How's that? And a tax write-off. So go check it out. $650, $700. And you don't have to worry about a flashlight. You can see it. And you can video with it to your phone. Do whatever you want. But I think it's just a blessing to check that out. A cheap investment, as far as I'm concerned. You ran over one calf at night that you missed or couldn't see. This would pay for three or four of them at today's prices. So check that out. Also, moving on, the new Oklahoma Living magazine from the Electric Co-ops is out. And guess what? My old partner in crime, Jill Metter, is on the front page. Sweet looking picture of her. Just her smile. That's just the way she is. That's the way she is all the time. Anyway, check it out. And then I did notice that Chad Smith with the North Fork Electric Co-op, what'd he get? I see Bandy holding, giving him the Chad Smith earns the Director Gold Certificate. So he's going, that basically from what I read, he's going beyond. Above and beyond being one of the directors on the Electric Co-op board. And then Big Boss, Brent Metter, put an article in there talking about coming up in April. It's, what is it, National Lineman's Month? What is that? Or no, a Line Worker Appreciation Month. They are the line workers. They are the true power. I think it's kind of cool. Tigner's in there on the far left. Got a picture of all the guys there. Looks like he's missing an ear. I don't know what happened if his wife pulled his ear off because he's being a smart aleck or whatever. But, you know, anyway, Tigner, he's a pretty funny character in that picture. So, good write-up on them. Brent, you're right. The line workers are the backbones of our electricity out here. Without them and the contractors we have helping out, it's good to do. But check it out. They got a big write-up in there about 100 years of kicks on Route 66. I got a fun question for you guys today. Keep it clean, please. So, I mean, where's it at? Yes, so you guys ready? 580-225-9697 is the Fowler Agency text line. Text in. You don't have to put your name in it. There's no prize for this today. We're having some fun on it. Because I'm going to ask Brandon the question. What is something you can say on a farm or ranch, but not in public? Something you can say on a farm or ranch, but not in public. I was reading this question was on social media last night. Some of the women had some of the best answers. Some of them I'm not going to repeat, but anyway. So what is it? Something you can say on a farm or ranch, but not in public. And today is the Stockman's Veterinarian Clinic happy hour. So let's take a Stockman's Vet break, and we'll be right back.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you know Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance? If you do, you already know this about him.
When people meet me and get to know me, I think they do truly walk away with a feel of, you know what, when that guy says something, he means it. He means what he says. He says what he means. I'm a straight shooter. I'll tell people up front, hey, I might not be able to beat that price. One thing that I always do when I meet with a client or with a new customer, I look over all their insurance stuff. And there are times I hand it back to them and say, hey, you've got great coverage at a great price. If you're not happy with your agent, let's look at making a change. But if you don't have any issues with them, hey, you've got another set of eyes that looked at your policy and you've got good coverage, you don't have anything to worry about. That goes a long way because a couple of years from now, they may have a rate increase. I'm Mickey Lively, and I work for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and my office is located in Greer County.
Mickey Lively and Oklahoma Farm Bureau in Greer County.
Call 782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op Gen, 720 South Main, Elk City, 225-0191.
Not all seed companies focus on sorghum and forages, but Advanta Seeds does. We prioritize yields and quality because that's what creates value for your business. So if you're dealing with it in the field, we're in the fight with high growth for tough weeds like Texas Panicum and Foxtail, Afix for proven protection from sugarcane aphids, and BMR6 for increased digestibility and greater gains. Talk to your seed dealer about Advanta Seeds and our industry-leading sorghum and forage portfolio.
You get up before the sun, ready to go to work. Whether it's 35 degrees or 95 degrees outside, you'll spend the next 10 or 12 hours out in it. In the field or in the barn, with the crops or with the cattle. No paid holidays, no paid vacation, no company 401k, but you love it. Napa Auto Parts appreciates what you do for all of us. Agriculture isn't a job, it's a way of life. During National Agriculture Week, Napa wants to shine a light on what you do to make life better for everyone.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Shamrock, Texas, 83 degrees, heat index 81, humidity 30, dew points 48. The winds are out of south at 12 with gusts to 17. Peak wind gusts today so far, 28. 0.04 inches of rain so far this month, 66 for an 8-inch soil temperature. Well, on the phone with me right now is world-famous Brandon Hickey.
Good afternoon, Jimmy.
How are you?
I'm good, good. Little wind blown. When did you talk to anybody that got any of that little rain that came across last night?
I did. There was a gentleman down by Grant and got 3,300s.
3,300s. Well, that won't help the graze out wheat much, but that'll kind of maybe perk up the grass.
Well, for a minute, because I'm sure the wind blew it dry really quick. But I had 33 raindrops.
Yeah.
But other than that, so there's a going on. Hey, I got it. Before we get started, I got a question to ask you for you to be thinking about the answer until you get ready to depart my show. So what is something you can say on a farm or a ranch, but not in public? Something for you to think about, sir. Because that's the way we roll. hang on a second here. Let me find your text message. Where'd you go? Hang on. Brandon. There we go. Elk City. There we have it. Man, I stopped by for a little bit. I didn't see you Friday. Were you there Friday?
I was there Friday.
Oh, I must have missed you. Do you have a different cowboy hat on or something?
Yeah, I switched over to the straw hat. You probably didn't recognize me.
Oh, yeah, and you probably never got up while I was in there because, well, I was in there long enough for Bo Deal to run his mouth for about 2 minutes, and that was enough, and I had to leave. So, but there's but you know, you had a really good sale. What was there? 1,427 head. There's just nothing you can say. Even the cutter bulls were awesome. Butcher cows, butcher bulls, everything was just awesome.
Yeah. Really, really stout market across the board. Lots of buyer interest. Lots of competition. I would say maybe. Our bred cows, young bred cows and pairs, might have seen it a little drop off, a little bit of drop off the last couple of weeks. You know, we talked about it last week. Figured it was mostly due to a little bit lower quality, but had a pretty good quality this week, and we still kind of maintained that little drop off. And I think that's a little bit concerns about the dry that it, you know, here it is. We're coming right upon April 1st, and really don't have much moisture. Haven't received much moisture. It's been pretty spotty what has been around. So I think with that caused a little bit of a drop off in the bred cows and pairs, which, you know, the guys that jumped in there and bought them, if it rains, they're going to really be glad they took care of that or took advantage of that opportunity. And if it continues to not rain, they're going to be sorry. But
yeah.
It's hard to know what to do. But, surely we're going to get in here and get some rain, I would hope, coming up. But it's not going, hopefully not going to just continue to stay this dry. But we had a really good sale, and like I say, a little bit cheap from on the young bred cows and pairs. But everything else was pretty well steady. The grazing cattle very completely steady. The big cattle steady. That might have been just a little bit of ups in the butcher cows and bulls. And so we're going into a time that they're getting tighter on them, and And if we don't start having to get into a drought sell off, they're going to continue to get tighter on the, you know, the cows and bulls that's available. There'll be some coming off of wheat, but it's just not going to be the numbers that they're normally used to. So again, we've talked about it before. It's pretty awfully interesting times. It's just going to be really, really curious to see what happens. But we sure don't, as low as we are on the numbers, we sure don't need to. We need it to rain. We don't need to have another drought fell off, and that may be what we're starting to look at if we don't, you know, if we don't get a rain in the next couple of weeks. So.
Well, where are these stocker calves coming from? Where are all the and these feeders off the wheat? I mean, I figure majority's already pulled off because there's really not nothing left. But maybe I think I've heard through the grapevine some of the guys that are going ahead and insuring out, and they're just turning cattle out on them.
Yeah, there's been several guys I've talked to that they've been waiting on the adjusters to show up. They pretty well think that wheat is going to be a disaster between the one really, really bitter cold snap we had and then the all the dry weather that we've had, that they sure think there's going to be a lot of that that gets disastered out. And a lot just as normal this time of year, a little bit of frustration feeling like that the adjusters or the insurance companies were dragging their feet a little bit, you know, we're not wanting to get out and look at that stuff, wanting to give it a little longer, see if they get a rain, you know, maybe save on having to pay those claims back and releasing that wheat. But yeah, a lot of it I think probably released here in the next week or two, which, you know, it's getting late. That stuff's a lot of the early planted stuff is already stooled out and flagged up and growing up seed heads. And you know, like we talked about last week, with this hot and dry and this wind, if something don't change, if there's any worth cutting, it's going to be ready to cut by the 1st of May.
If there's any to cut. I hate to sound pessimistic, but I haven't seen a lot. There's a few spots, looks like maybe because of sub-irrigation. If we get some of this rain coming in this week, if we get any of it, it might save it. But man, it looks pretty sad out there. I hate to be pessimistic, but I'm also realistic too.
Oh yeah, you know that wheat is such a resilient plant. It's just unbelievable how that stuff will survive in the dry and just get any little amount of moisture, and it'll try to green up and try to grow. And it's a very tough, resilient plant, but you know, it looks like to me that it's had to spend all of its energy, every little bit of moisture and nutrition it's got, just trying to maintain itself and stay alive. I can't really imagine that it's gonna produce a lot of grain for them guys that are planning on harvesting it. It doesn't look very good at all. But I'm not a crop insurance adjuster. I've not been trained in that, so you know what I see and what they see may be two entirely different things. So.
I actually would hate to be an adjuster. You imagine some of them cranky old farts out there waiting on the adjuster to get there, and because you're already mad because the crop's bad.
Most of the time them adjusters are just kind of the middlemen, you know, very, very, very seldom do they make the call on when they go out and look. You know, most of the time that's made by the executives over their head. But yeah, I agree with you. I'd hate to be an adjuster. They're the ones that get to face the wrath, whether they're the ones that made the decision on when to come out or not most of the time.
No good deal. What do you heard? What's coming in this weekend or this Friday?
We are having a sale. I've had some calls, you know, want to sell. It's Good Friday. You know, are you having a sale? Yes, we don't miss. This Friday we will be having a sale, and man, oh man, do I have some nice consignments lined up. That some really, really fancy first calf heifer pairs. We'll be posting some videos here a little bit later on in the week on Facebook. We'll be watching for them. They're pretty shiny set, pretty nice, big old pretty cows, and really good outstanding calves. Got a set of 4 to 6 year old pairs coming in from over in the Shamrock area. That there'll be some thinner ones on that. There'll be some really good ones on that. A little bit of mixture on that deal. Got a set of bred cows, older longbred cows coming in from Buffalo. Got a set of older long bred cows, and then there will be a few older pairs on some coming in from Wheeler. And so expecting a nice run, good run of cows again this week. Don't have quite as many calf and yearling consignments this week as what we have been having. That may be slowing down just a smidgen here, but we're going to have a nice run and really got some good consignments for if you're needing some replacement females. Now might be the time to jump in while everybody's kind of in wait and see mode for this to see whether or not it's going to rain.
Okay. All right, Brandon, if you don't mind, I need to take a break before we drive down the road to Western Oklahoma. We'll take a quick Stockman's Vet Clinic break, and we'll be right back.
Sounds good.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Most of your farm equipment has cylinders. Sometimes they know what's the matter with it. If it's leaking, they'll bring it in. If they just need a seal kit, you tear it completely apart. Replace all the rubber goods that's in the cylinder. Well, my name is Roy Jones, and everybody in Elk City knows me by Bird. And this is Camrock Supply, Elk City, Oklahoma.
It's 2111 South Main, south of Fred's Steakhouse.
I've known them guys for years and years, and they know what I'm capable of doing.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agrotech in Elk City. Are you looking for the best nutrition for your herd? We proudly carry Mixed 30 liquid feed, Forco horse supplements, and can blend proven products to keep your livestock healthy and productive. Stop by today and let us help you choose the right feed solutions for your operation. And to our neighbors in Texas, we can sell to you and welcome your business. Stop by or call us today at SEI Agrotech on South Randall in Elk City and follow us on Facebook.
Valley Center pivots are the most durable and reliable you can find. But when you do need replacement parts, your operation deserves the best. Valley Genuine Parts. Knutson Irrigation has been serving growers since 1981, and their experienced service technicians stand behind every part in their fully stocked warehouse. They also service other pivot brands. So when you need fast service and reliable parts, you need Knutson Irrigation. Call them for service or visit KnutsonIrrigation.com for more info.
In this area, a lot of people wean their calves off their cows in the fall. Wheat's planted in the fall, and they buy calves. They take them to the sale barn or maybe private treaty. They run them through the winter on wheat. And some sell in March before they cut their wheat. Some take them through May and graze out their wheat and sell them in May or run them through grass in the summer. I have cattle. The guys I work with, they have cattle. I'm a fourth generational rancher. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
XIT Auctions has the big Kiowa County Farmers and Ranchers Auction Saturday, April 4th, on the Gin Yard in Lone Wolf, Oklahoma. Selling trucks, tractors, trailers, farm equipment of all kinds, and much more. Now to consign, call me, Aubrey Latham, 393-4440, or check all the details out at xitauctions.com. That's Saturday, April 4th, on the Gin Yard in Long Wolf, Oklahoma, 393-4440. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, March 30th. 1,801 head were sold. 7 head of steers at 440 brought 555. 10 at 655 brought 424. 16 at 731 brought 40750. 15 at 819 brought 366. 58 at 852 brought 358.50. 13 at 936 brought 330. 23 at 1,018 brought 329. 10 head of heifers at 558 brought 410. 26 at 773 brought 343.50. 10 at 810 brought 340. 57 at 834 brought 335. 4 at 937 brought 326. Butcher cows were 60 to 178. Butcher bulls brought 140 to 217. Bred cows 1900 to 3750. Pairs 3225 to 4500. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hi, welcome back, everybody. Here's a quick look at the Central Crop Care of Hobart, Oklahoma's grain market update. May, Kansas City wheat, 639 up 12 and 3 quarters. Wheat out of Chicago for May, up 8.25 at 6:15. Corn, May, 470 or 457 up 2. Soybeans, May, up 13 at 1172. And let me scroll down here. Soybean meal, May, 317.50 up 216. July's up 310 at 316.10. A little quick glance at the livestock real quick. Wow, looking good. A lot of green on the board except for the hogs. Hogs are going backwards, or have been. Not much, but steadily going backwards. Live cattle, April, 242.27 up 272. June, 242.32 up 212. Feeders for April, 368.17 up 487. May is 366.25 up 492. And lean hogs, April 90, or let's go to May. They closed it. May, 96.50 down 62. Brandon, you still on there with me?
I'm here.
All right. Hey, did you hear your Western Oklahoma's livestock update?
I did.
Didn't that sound way more professional than last week's?
Well, at least got to sound like you got it in the right file this week.
I tried really hard to make sure it was right. So, hey, everybody, don't forget about the question of the day. 580-225-9697 is the Fowler Agency text line. And so something you can say on a farm or a ranch, but not in public. Brandon's answer is coming up here in about the next 6 or 7 minutes. Okay, let's go to Western Oklahoma down the road. You had a really good sale there, and I got to look at a different deal there because you didn't update me on that one. I was highly disappointed in you, but Randy did. Let's see here. You got you had 1,801 head yesterday.
Yeah, really nice sale. Lots of good feeders again. Lots of good cattle coming off the wheat pasture. A lot of them that we might not have normally got until another month or so. Coming in early off that dropped out wheat. Big run again. That's what's that? 4 or 5 in a row now. That's pretty big, nice wheat runs. Which you expect that the first couple of weeks in March, but usually the guys have to be off for their insurance purposes, and so you kind of slow down the end of March, before you pick back up, April or May for the graze out. But we haven't slowed down here since the middle of February. We've just pretty well been 1 week after another, just good run after another of just good feeder cattle. Lots of home raised cattle, quite a few put together cattle, and just a nice run. Again, like I say, pulling a lot of cattle forward, but. It's just amazing to me. I mean, this wheat is so dry, and we talked just a minute ago about it being such a resilient plant. But holy smokes, does it pack the pounds on these cattle for as dry as it is? It's just the some of these cattle are coming in weighing is just spectacular. We sold one steer, a set of steers there yesterday. I didn't put it on the market samples, probably should have, but it didn't. But they weighed 1137. And they'd nothing but just wheat and a little bit of alfalfa hay, was what they was getting. And just, man, them things just got big. And, weren't fleshy, just brained and muscled up and just big, good rascals.
You think that would have happened 10 years ago or 15 years ago? Do you think our genetics are getting better and our efficiency on our cattle are better?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, one thing that the 2011-12 drought did, is that we got rid of a lot of mediocre cows and a lot of the guys that were wholesale producing bulls that they looked good, but maybe they didn't have a lot of numbers and whatnot behind them. A lot of them. Weeded a lot of those deals out, and we got back to better genetics, and they bought back in. They bought better genetics coming back in, and so yeah, absolutely. I think that definitely is a contributing factor to how well these cattle have done. Here now in this, like I say, this droughty wheat. It's just amazing how you would expect these cattle. That you normally get weighing this year coming in weighing. 8, 9, 10, even up to 11, you expect with the weather like we've had and the dry like we've had, that those cattle might not be weighing, but, you know, 6, 7, and 8. But, no, the wheat's been just good enough, and just packed the weight on them cattle, and, boy, they've grown and done outstanding. And it's good. I mean, you know, that's the weight. 99% of the time, weight makes you money. So, you know, you're gaining dollars per head every time you put a pound on them, 99% of the time. So there is once in a while that doesn't play true, but most of the time, you know, you're making dollars every time you put a pound on them. So it's been good. Cattle have done good, and man, it's just a privilege to get to sell some of them good operations that we sell. Some of them guys do a really, really good job with their programs, and just exciting to get to see them come in every week and sort them up and put them in front of those buyers.
Well, they one of these caught my attention, and I think there were one the other one too, but this one just, I was eyeing it, but there was a group of 16 steers came through there weighing 731, weighing 407.50. That's got to be a pretty close to a record over to Western Oklahoma, wouldn't it?
It could be, yeah, it could be. I don't pay a lot of attention to that and get involved with a lot of that. I just take care of what's put in front of me each week and try to get the most out of it we can.
Right.
Don't spend a lot of time looking at what everybody else is doing or saying. You can get worried about too many things and get too many things on your mind, thinking that you need to keep up with the Joneses, when all you really need to do is just take care of the people and cattle that you know, that are put in front of you. So I actually have no idea whether it is or not, but it was a good sale for that consigner, and, you know, we were happy to get to be a part of it.
Yeah, I wish I'd had that mentality on my first marriage. No, I'm just kidding. But that, yeah, it's good, but it really did. It just caught my eyes. I was like, man, I know I've seen some 7 weights on some of the, you know, I look at all the stuff that we're bringing over $4, but that just, you know, it just stood out right there in front of me. And, but it was good. I mean, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but man, the market's just good. Even if it was to drop 10 or 20, it'd still be great. And
yeah, when we saw that happen, you know, we're on our way back up now, but you know what, you know, we spent about a month, you know, kind of two steps or one step forward, two steps back, and you know, took about $20 and $30 off of the thing. And now we're coming back up the other way, and you know, we talked about it there quite a little while back that it would be you know, it would probably crawl back up to the levels that it was even after the little drop off from the Tyson announcement and whatnot. And sure enough, here we are. We're back to the levels that we were prior to that, and you know, a very real possibility with these numbers getting tight going forward. You know, we may surpass this. That's you know, a little bit of a scary prospect, you know, these grazing cattle have not slacked off even a smidgen through all this dry time, and really didn't slack off even when the market was dropping off there for a month. I mean, the amount they dropped off was very marginal compared to, you know, what the futures board dropped off there. So it's tight. Looks like it's going to get tight. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. It's going forward here. You know, every week we have more cattle that we're expecting at both barns, you know, especially at the feeder runs over there, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. But, you know, both barns, we've kind of been more than we expect each week. And, you know, you think at some point you're going to hit the wall and run out. You know, we kind of did that a little bit back there late January, early February, but it just lasted a couple of weeks, and then here we go again. So it's interesting times. It's unique times. It's a little bit of scary times. You know, wondering what this is going to do going forward as these numbers get tight. And you know, and man, we've sold so many cattle here in February and March, and you know, all those cattle have been, you know, 8, 9, and 10 weight cattle. So you know, there's going to be a big old slug of cattle hit the market. It's going to be ready to to kill here in 120 to 180 days. You know, it'll be a 60-day period that, you know, 4 to 6 months from now, that there's going to be a lot of cattle available for the packers. But then after that, you know, it's, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see.
What are we going to have? We're gonna have a lot of beef available in 4 to 6 months and nothing after that. I mean, that's the kind of way it looks like how it's setting up. But, you know, the farmers, the ranchers, they seem to fill holes pretty quick when there's an available hole in the market. We do a pretty good job of filling it. But this is going to be interesting if they're able to fill this one, because it's sure looking like to me it's going to get pretty tight.
Yeah, it is, and we don't need anybody. We talk about it, but we don't want anybody panicking. And there's no reason for it, because your cattle's good. I think I'm on the positive side. I told somebody the other day, I wish I had more cows. So,
yeah.
Or more babies to sell, or whatever.
Yeah. It's going to be some good prices. They are saying that they're probably going to open at least a couple of the crossings in Arizona and New Mexico area for some of the cattle, Mexican cattle, to come across. But again, you know, you and I talked about that last week also. That may all be almost be self-defense, almost may have to just try to pad these numbers a little bit going forward, that, you know, because it looks like to me it's going to get awfully tight. And, you know, we may actually need those to just keep this thing from just getting absolutely ridiculous and turning the beef into a luxury only item. So.
Yeah, we don't need that. And then, you know, if I read an article where it says if fuel prices keep going up and this keeps going up, you know, it might be to where, you know, some of these people, they're used to paying $2 or $3 a gallon instead of $4 or $5 a gallon, might cut back on some luxuries. And that'll be, you know, if the timing's right, might not be a bad thing, as long as the cattle prices don't come down. So,
yeah.
But
yeah,
there's that. But no, it's good deal. And you, like I said, you've been talking to the guys, you talked to that guy at Feedlot and all this stuff. And, you know, things are, on one hand, you're like, yeah, the prices. And on the other hand, it's like, where are we going to come up with these cattle? Because, you know, I've heard rumors that the cattle down in Mexico are already coming in the United States in boxes. So, you know, in boxed beef already ready to go, because they can only hang on to those heifers and steers down there so long. But I have no proof of that, but but they gotta be doing something with them. But so before we go, you got my answer yet?
I got a couple for you then. What can be said on the farm and ranch but doesn't go over well in public?
Right.
Okay, so number one is, stick the needle right here. And then the number two is, out in the country, we have a tendency to, you know, combine several words together, but they all, you know, they all come together to mean something. And you can get away with saying it out in the country, but you wouldn't want to say it, you know, you wouldn't want to stand up and do it in a restaurant or something. So the one I come up with, you know, this works, you know, if you're talking to the cows that have gotten off, or you're talking to your blue heeler dog or somebody else's blue heeler dog that showed up to help you that you didn't really want to help. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Get on out of here.
There's a, well, mine was, man, I hate to say it, but those are too big. We need to call her. I'm going to read some more after the break, but I was reading this deal. It's a Facebook post, or Facebook page, Get Ranchies post. It's called Get Ranchy, and some of the women got better one than men. So.
They probably get away with it better than
yeah, them. And I'm gonna share some of them after the break, but I'm gonna pick and choose what I say here.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
So I didn't have I had a good interaction with Cousin Kay at the Cranky Old Ladies Cafe there Friday. So it was good. And I honestly don't remember what was on the... It was goulash. It was goulash, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah,
it was goulash. I had to think there for a minute. And because I actually got two pieces of cake.
Oh, wow.
Well, it wasn't because of her. Don't get your hopes up. They, Will Street said, "You want a piece of cake?" I said, "Heck yeah." And so I got two. So it was all good. But boy, that goulash is mean. Whew, it's good stuff. And yep. Man, you had a come think about it, there in Elk City, you had a full crowd.
Oh yeah, good crowd. Yep, sure did, man. I hope we'll have a good crowd again this week because we sure got a lot of good cattle to show them. So.
Right, we got as soon as Gabe, I think the stuff came in yesterday and he had to go somewhere, but when he gets back, we might be thinking. Not this coming Monday, but the following Monday, maybe doing the show live over there so we can get some thoughts on the cafe over there.
Yeah, you bet. That'll be great.
Yeah, I can do it right out there in that breezeway, and it'll be good.
Yep, that will be great. We'll be happy to have you.
Yeah, no, we'll figure it out. But, Brandon, thanks for your time. I need to take a Stockman's Vet break, and then I'll come back and finish up the show. But, again, thank you for taking time out of your busy day to visit with us.
You bet. Happy Easter to everybody, and be mindful of the death, burial, and resurrection of our living Savior as we go into this weekend.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for those wise words.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right, bye. Okay, let's take a Stockman's Vet break, and we'll be right back to finish up the show.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You don't want to let your cotton set in the field day after day waiting to be ginned. Now to better serve you, the cotton farmers in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, Lone Star Gin has processed over 540,000 bales of cotton. They've got locations in Pampa, Texas, and now in Burns Flat, Oklahoma. Lone Star Gin has the ability to process over 2,400 bales per day. All they do is gin cotton. Go to LoneStarGin.com for more information, and you can find them on Facebook.
They're expecting me to get whatever task done. To a farmer, a tractor, combine, gets them up and running. He's back in the field. Make some money. Guy in the oil field, their piece of equipment's running again. That makes some money. Solves that problem. I'm Brock Kalk, and my company is American Hose and Supply. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings, oil field or agriculture. So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in. We'll build it. You're a oil field customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. If we're competitive on price, we say we'll bring it to you. We'll do whatever it takes to get it to you, make life easier on you, or you can call us to solve a problem. Hey, can you get this? Why wouldn't you? American Hose and Supply, 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's.
Or call 303-1123. 303-1123.
Why wouldn't you?
49 years in a row. That's how long you said F-Series is your favorite pickup. 49 years in a row. That's how long you bought more F-Series pickups than any other on the market. For the look, for the performance, for the durability. We're celebrating Truck Month at Barber Dyson Ford with the lowest interest rates and the largest rebate of the year on all F-Series pickups. We're pulling out all stops, marching towards half a century of dominance. Barber Dyson Ford, Oak City, online at barberdysonford.net.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. 92. They come to you.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal.
High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
Tuesday and Wednesday, April 28th and 29th, Jones Pavilion, Canadian, Texas, is where ranchers and beef cattle producers from around the nation will be to learn, network, and to share with one another. Critical issues will be discussed, an incredible trade show, and the best food you ever ate are all part of the 2026 Hemphill County Beef Cattle Conference. Go to the website now to register, see the agenda, or call 806-323-9114. That's 806-323-9114. See y'all in Canadian.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Mangum, Oklahoma. Here is your ag weather update for southwestern Oklahoma, brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden of Hobart, Oklahoma. 82 degrees, dew point's 59, humidity's 45. Winds are out of the southwest at 18 miles an hour. 17 one-hundredths of an inch of rain in the last 24 hours. Hopefully we quadruple that or even more here in the next 3 or 4 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 65. 757 sunset. 20% slight chance of thunderstorms a day. 91 for a high. South winds 20 to 30 with wind gust up to 40. It's going to start cranking up here in a little bit, folks. 30% chance of rain showers tonight, 59 for a low. Tomorrow, more of the same, not quite as warm, but still warm, 86 with a 40% chance of thunderstorms. Everybody keep their fingers crossed. Well, before we get into this ranch and farm, what not to say, away from there, Visalia Fire Department annual fundraiser is coming up this Saturday. Is that right? Yep. April 4th at the Visalia Fire Station from 5 to 7. Live auction at 6 o'clock. Fish, calf fries, chicken strips, coleslaw, tater salad, beans, homemade dessert. Live auction items are, Henry Golden Boy 22 lever action, custom engraved with the Visalia Fire Department logo on it and custom built brush number one truck, I'm guessing. And then a Charger Arms 38 special pistol and a Stoger 9mm pistol. Gun sponsors was from the jewelry station and Butch's Guns. How about that? And then they're going to be a Visalia alumni dance right after that, starting at 8 o'clock with a country justice band. And if you'll get on Visalia's Fire Department's Facebook page, they got a QR code on there if you're not able to attend. You can still donate, believe me. I was a volunteer one time at FOSS back in the 80s and stuff, but yesterday those guys showed up out of nowhere and was just getting dirty, wasn't scared, got in there and got after it, and it just amazing. Another thing I'd like to bring up about that fire yesterday, kids, whether you're young adults or older adults, kids, be sure and tell your elderly parents or aunt and uncle or anybody you're taking care of that maybe they don't know, when if their house catches on fire, don't go back in there, no matter what. Don't go back in there, because yesterday the one individual was going to go in there and there was smoke coming out from all the way around the front door and the windows, and got her stopped. And because that's when those the flashovers happen when they open that door and oxygen gets inside there. It either burnt him or knocked him backwards and they hit their head or something. Make sure and tell them, no matter what, don't go back in there, especially when the house is closed up like that. I mean, it was just like in that movie, those smoke was creeping out from around those doors and stuff. It was pretty eerie looking. So, all right, back to the question. Had some good responses on the text line. It says, her udder is lopsided. Shipper. Look at the bag on her. Let's see here. That's a big old heifer. Yeah, you wouldn't say that in town. What else? There was another one here. Hang on here. Let me give. There's quite a few of them. Yeah, look at the bag on that heifer. And why do you spend all day at the farm when I want to have lunch with you? There we go. Yeah, you're crazy, heifer. So on the social media page, there were some really good ones. Let's see. Janelle Wilson, a woman, her bag is huge. She's all bluff. Maybe. Save all those nuts. We're going to eat them later. Put those balls in a bucket so we can have them for dinner. Separate them by color. Okay. One lady said, let me find it. Let's see if I can find it real quick. It's way down here. It was about, she had some horse semen coming into the house and her mom was there and she, yelled when she seen the UPS guy, "Yay, my semen's here." So, good stuff. Hope you guys enjoyed today. See you tomorrow.